Genesis chapter 21, the two sons. God was good to Sarah, and he did everything that he had promised. Sarah became pregnant, and the next year she gave birth to a son. Abraham named his son Isaac, which means he laughs, and Sarah sang out for joy.
God has brought Isaac into my life. I have good reason to laugh, and everyone who hears about my baby will laugh with me.
Abraham and Sarah loved their child, and they delighted in everything that he did. So Abraham held a great feast to celebrate. But when Sarah saw that Ishmael, Hagar's son, was playing with Isaac, she became angry.
"Get rid of that slave woman and her son,"
she said.
"Don't let him come near Isaac."
Furiously, she ordered Hagar and Ishmael out of her sight. Abraham was very troubled because he loved Ishmael, who was now tall and strong. But God spoke to Abraham and told him to let Hagar and her son go. God promised to keep them both safe. So early the next morning, when the guests at the feast were still sleeping soundly, and Isaac lay fast asleep in Sarah's arms, Abraham led Hagar and Ishmael to the edge of the desert. He gave them food and water. Perplexed, the boy looked at Abraham, who held him close. Then Abraham turned away, slowly, painfully, and did not look back. Hagar wandered for several days in the desert. This time, she knew she was leaving forever. The water Abraham had given her was all gone, and now she feared her son would die, for Ishmael was very weak and desperately thirsty. Hagar and her son began to cry. At that moment, the angel of God called down from heaven.
"Don't be afraid, Hagar. The Lord has heard your son cry. Lift him up and take him by the hand, for I am going to make him into a great nation."
Hagar stood up slowly, rubbing her eyes, and then she saw, right in front of her, a deep well. Immediately, she filled a skin with water and rushed over to Ishmael. She poured the clear, cold stream into his mouth and bathed his face. The boy smiled at her. She helped him up, and they walked on until they reached a place where they could stay in safety. So Ishmael grew up in the desert lands, and God was with him. He became an archer, a powerful man who survived in the wilderness and feared no one. Later, his mother found a wife for him in Egypt, her own country. Ishmael had many children, and as God had promised, he became the father of a great nation. Meanwhile, Isaac grew up with Abraham and Sarah. But before God's promise about Isaac and the future could come true, Abraham faced the greatest challenge of his life.